Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Vav. This daf actually was originally given on Yom Tov of Pesach, and therefore we are now taping it during my wife and my vacation here in Miami after Yom Tov. My wife deserved a vacation because of the tremendous work she did throughout Yom Tov in preparing meals for Kanai Nahara, the children, the Einiklach. And therefore, now we're taping Daf Vav, which we missed taping on Yom Tov. Look at the Mishnah, Hey Amid Beis. The Mishnah tells us, it says in the Pasuk, Bishnayim Edom Oishloisha Edom Yumas Hameis. That is the girsa that we have in our Mishnah. However, there's in fact another girsa. What is that other girsa? If you have Dalid, Dalid brings you to the Vilna Goyim. He brings another Pasuk, which is similar. Al pishnei edim, al pishloisha edim yokum davar. Now these are two separate psukim. First pasuk that's quoted in our Mishnah is in Devarim Yud Zayin. The one that's quoted by the Vilna Goyin is Devarim Yud Tes. The reason why the Vilna Goyin changes the girsa is because, in fact, from the Gemara and the Rashi on the Omid Aleph, it sounds like that is the pasuk that is really being quoted. Let's wait till we get there in Mi'at Hashem and we discuss this further. But bottom line is, we have in both Psukim, L'choira, an unnecessary reference to Shloisha Edom. Sayin Ar Pasuk Al Bishnayim Edom Oy Shloisha Edom Yumas Hameis. Or the other Pasuk of the Vilna Goyin. Al Pishnei Edom Oy Al Pishloisha Edom Yokum Davar. What do we need to talk about the three Edom? Two Edom is enough. And that's what the mission asks. Why does the Torah have to say, if you have two, if you have three, tzvei is genug. Once you have two, you have enough. And therefore, the Mishnah comes up with four separate halachos that we're going to learn from the fact that it says, shnayim edim, oy shloisha edim. What are the four halachos? Number one, el lahakish. There's another gear since it is shloisha lishnayim. Shnayim l'shloisha. What is that? Mashloisha mazimen es ha-shnayim, afeshnayim yazimu es ha-gimel. Remember, what are we talking about? Our whole sugya in this Mishnah and the previous Gemaras, we're talking about the din of Edom Zoymimin. Edom Zoymimin is you have one pair of Edom saying, we saw XYZ, and then a second pair of Edom say, we know nothing about XYZ. But what we do know is, you weren't there. Because the Eidus, for instance, was about an incident that happened on Sunday morning. Guess what? That Sunday morning, Imanu Hayisem, you were together with us in Chicago. And therefore it's impossible for you to have seen the incident about which you are being made. Now, on the surface, my Umehai Mehai, what difference does it make between the first pair and the second pair? They're not... They're just like Edom Hamakhishim Ze'azeh. The first pair of Edom say, we saw the incident on Sunday morning in Le Marshall, New York. The second pair of Edom say, no, you were not in New York, you were in Chicago. Okay, so it's two against two, because obviously the first Edom are saying, we were in New York. And the second pair of Edom say, you weren't in New York. So why don't you say Edom Hamakhishim? And that's why the Gemara refers to Edus Hazoma as being a Chidishu Shechidshu Torah, that we believe the second pair of Edom over the first pair of Edom. Unless, of course, there's yet a third pair of Edom that can be Mazim the Mazimen. We've spoken about that in the past. But otherwise, we believe the Edom Mazimim over the Edom Zoymim. So our Mishnah tells us, I might have thought maybe it's only if you have three Mazimim against the two Edom Zoymim, three against two. So you got the majority wins. Mash loyish mazimin es hashnayim. Af hashnayim yizimu es hagimel. The din of Edom Zomim is, even if the Edom mazimim are only two, and the Edom that originally were made, that they saw XYZ on Sunday morning, were three, guess what? Two can be mazim three. And that's why the Pasuk says, al pishnayim Edom, o shloish Edom, to say that the Edom HaMazimim have the koyach like they were three Edom. Zokti Mamanayin HaFilimneya. what happens if the Edom Zomim, those that were made that Sunday morning, they saw X, Y, and Z. 100 Edom say, we saw X, Y, Z. And then another pair of Edom come and say, those first 100 Edom were all together with us Sunday morning. They were together with us by Davenin, or by the Shir, by the Daf. In Chicago, we believe the two over the 100. How do you know? Tamaloimar, because it says in the Pasuk, Edom. In other words, it says the word Edom twice. It could have said Alpishnaim, Oishloisha Edom, Yumasameis. Why does it say Alpishnaim Edom? Oishloisha Edom. That extra Edom comes to tell you that even if the number of Edom Zaman was 100 Edom, wow, and the Edom Maziman was only two, the Chiddush of the Torah is we believe the two over the 100. Rabbosai, that's halacha number one that we learn from, Shnayim Oishloisha Edom. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, I'll give you halacha number two. Mashnaim in Nerogan at you Shneim Zomimim, Avshloisha Einim Nerogim at you Shloshtan Zomim. We have a rule that when it comes to Edom Zomimim, the only time we passel the Edom Zomimim and we say about them, Basisum Loi Kasher Zomam Lasis the Achiv, only when all of the Edom are Edom Zomimim. So let's assume, for instance, let's talk about a regular, normal case. Two Edom say, we saw a particular incident Sunday morning, X, Y, and Z, in New York. Another pair of Edom come shortly thereafter, and they say, one of you guys was not in New York, but Imanu Hayisa, one of the two was together with us in Chicago. Okay, so what they're saying is that this fellow is an Eid Sheker. Clearly the Eidus falls away because he only had now one kosher Eid left. However, there is no din of Hazama that we say about that Eid that was Meshaker, that said a Sheker. There is no din of Kasha Zoma Melasis Liachiv, but rather he's a Apostle Eid. What will happen to him? Presumably he'll get Malkis like we had in our first Mishnah. But bottom line is, says our Gemara, excuse me one second. Bottom line is, says our Mishnah, that Mashnaim Einim Nerog Machi Shneim Zammim, when would we give them Misa, for instance, if they were made that Reuven Chas V'Shalom killed Shimon, and it turned out that they were said, what they said was totally, they were not able to say that Edus, because another pair of Edom said about them, Imanu Hayisim, you were together with us in Chicago. I don't know whether Reuven killed Shimon or not. I really have no idea whether Reuven killed Shimon. The only thing that I do know is that the two Edom could not possibly have seen this incident take place in New York because they were in Chicago, Imanu Hayisim. So our Mishnah tells us, Mashnaim in the Rog Machush, Neim Zomimim. Both of them have to be Zomim, not just one, like we said before. The same thing applies if there are three. So if only one of the Edom is an Eid Zomim, the Edus falls apart. You can no longer go and execute Reuven based on the Edus of the first pair that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday morning, because guess what happened? One of the two Edom wasn't there. That's what the Edom Maziman said. So he only left with one Eid. Only left with one Eid, then the Eidus falls away. But there's no din of Kasha Zoman. They're going to go and execute that Eid, because that's the din. Ein ho Edom Nerogen at you, Shneim Zoman. And now our Mishnah adds, because of the Shneim Edom or Shloisha Edom, the same thing applies to Av Shloisha Edom Nerogen at you, Shloshten Zoman. What happens if we have three? All three of the Edom say Reuven killed Shimon. Of the three, we have now Edom HaMazimim that say that two of them Imanu Hayisim. Okay, so we have a full cut of two Edom that say that testified falsely, because the Edom HaMazimim testify about them that they were Imanu Hayisim. Oh, so I would think, fine. So now Kasher Zomam Lasis L'Ochiv. Now we're going to execute these two Edom HaMishakrim, who said that they saw Reuven kill Shimon. They didn't see it. They weren't there in New York. They were in Chicago. I would think that we can go and be Mekayim the din of Kashav. Zomam lasit liyachiv, says Reb Shimon. That's why the pasuk says, Shnayim oy shloisha. Av shloisha nerogana chiu shloshtan zoymimin. It's got to be that all three are zoymimin. If you had three Edim, it's not enough for two to be false Edim. It's got to be that all three, that the Edim hamazimim amazim, all three, and say all three of them were imanu hayisim. What happens if there were 100 Edim? And we say about 100 that of the 100, 90 of them, 99 of them were imanu hayisim. They're a bunch of Edim mishakrim, Edim shakronim. Let's throw the books at them. Let's execute them. If they were made, for instance, that Reuven killed Shimon, let's kill the 99. Tam aloimin, no. That's why it says, again, the word Edim. Edim, it could have said Apishnaim, Oishloisha Edim. Why does it say Apishnaim Edim, Oishloisha Edim? That the Edim are not Nerag until all 100 are Edim Zaymim. So that's the halacha of Reb Shimon. Now, these two halachas we just had now, or at least halacha number two of Reb Shimon, is a Gevaldige Kula. Because normally, if there would have only been, for instance, two Edim, and the two Edim had, we certified that they are Edim Zamim, because another pair, Edim Mazimim, said that they are Edim Zamim, what would we do to them? We'd be Mekayim the Kash Zamim, Lasis Liyoch. And if it's talking about a case of Nebuch Eretzicha, we'd go and kill the two Edim, assuming, of course, that the Bezin had not executed yet the Reitzeach, because if they're re-executed, that's the famous Halacha Kasher Zomim, V'loy Kasher Asa. But assuming that he was just quote-unquote on death row, we were about to go and execute him, and guess what happened? Two new Edom come and say, by the first pair of Edom, Yimonu Yisem, what would be the din? We would go and kill them. However, if there's three of them, and the third one, we don't know whether or not that third one, there is no din hazam about him. In other words, the second pair of Edom only testified vis-a-vis the first two of the three, that Imanu Yisem. But the third one, they say, we don't know. We have no idea. Maybe he was in Chicago. Maybe he was in New Zealand. Maybe he was in New York. Maybe in Australia. We have no idea. What's the din? Said Reb Shimon, Eina Edom Nerogin Achio Zumu Kulan. Even three. Even 100. So therefore, that's a tremendous kula. So the two are not going to go and get killed. So Rabbi Kiva Oymaloi Boashli Shilohakel Elahachmir Olav. The purpose of the Shnayim Oishloisha was not to go and bring kulas to the table to save the skins of those two, but to be Machmir. Velasadina Kiyoitz Be'elu. What does that mean? What happens again if you had the three Edim? And all three Edim were branded, confirmed to be Edom Zaman, because the Edom Azimin said about all three of them, Imanu Hayisam. So Edom number three can go and say, Rabbeisai, get me out of the room. You don't need me. Based on the Edus of the first two, you already had enough to go and execute the Reitzeach. So I was just there, you know, Ki Yehuda V'oid Likra, as unnecessary surplus. So therefore, don't get me involved. I'm more than happy to sit this out, and I don't want a chas v'shalom be executed. You don't need me. Kamash malon al pishnayim eshloisha edim, that if in fact Imanu Yisem relates not only to the first pair but also to all three, then guess what? The third one will also be executed together with the first two, because of the fact that he was part of that cut. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Kiva means to say, that by adding Shloisha Edom, we're trying to go and add a Chumrah, that the third one cannot go and conveniently say, you know what, Dal Ani Mihocha, take me out of the room, take me out of the equation, Mr. You were Mayid, and it turns out that you were a false Eid, because Imanu Yisem, all three of them get Misem. And of course, the same thing would apply to all 100, like we said before. So Rabbi Kiva now adds a little bit of a vort of Musar, if you will. The imkain onish akosel nitl oivri averik oivri avera. Madach the Torah said that third aid, who's only a nitpal, he's only a mitch leper, with the other two. We say that he has the same din as the other two, that he also gets killed. When someone is a mitzleper, he adds himself to others who are already doing the mitzvah, and he helps them out, even though we don't need him. Nevertheless, he's going to get schar. You have a committee of three that has been appointed to go and distribute money to aniyim, and they have to do a lot of research, which aniyim yo, which aniyim nisht. They have to collect the funds, you have to go and distribute the funds. And a fourth person comes and says, I'd like to help you out. And the three people say, that's so nice of you, but we really don't need it. We have the expertise, we have the background, we'll do it. I want to help you out. Zokta Mishnah, he's a nitpal oise mitzvah, he's going to get schar ka oise mitzvah. If he helps them out and he assists, he will get schar as well. How do we know that there's an al-achas kama v'kama? Says Rashi, because we have the famous Chazal that midah toiv meruba midas perani is 500 times, because it says noitzah chesed la'alofim. When it comes to chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps that chesed in mind la'alofim even for 2,000 generations. Midas perani is, it says al shileishim val ribayim l'soinai, that the person will be punished up to the fourth generation. Oh, what's the difference between 2,000 generations and 4 generations? 2,000 is 500 times as much. So Madach HaNitpal Oise Aveira is going to be punished, Ki Oise Aveira and Nitpal Mitzvah is certainly going to be rewarded like the Oise Mitzvah. So that's Halacha number 3, right? We had the first Halacha, then we had Reb Shimon, we have Reb Akiva, and now Halacha number 4. Zokti Gemara, again, all 4 drashas are based on the Shnayim Edim Oishloisha Edim. Umashnayim Nimtzachmiyam Korav Apostle Idusa Mitail. What happens if you have 2 Edim? And one of the 2 Edim turns out to be a Korav. He's, for instance, let's assume we're talking about a Halva'a situation. It was a loan. And one of the 2 Edim is a brother of the Malva or the Loive. Or one of them is an apostle. How's the apostle? Because he has, for instance, he is himself a reitzeach, he himself is a ganef or a gazlan, or he's one of the 4 that are listed there in the Mishnah, back in Masechta Sanhedrin, for instance, Masachik Bekuvia, or the Malva Beribis, etc. What's the din? He's apostle. So then, just like if 1 out of 2, Edusa Metela, Av Shloisha, what happens if you have 3? Again, the same thing. What happens? You have 100 Edim. And of the 100 Edim, one of the Edim is a brother of the Malvar of the Loive. Guess what? The whole Edis falls away. The whole thing is batel mevatel ke'afa di'ara. Why? Because al pishnayim v'shloisha Edim afila. It says Edim twice. All of them are considered to be katachs. So we just finished now the 4 halachas. Now Rabbi Yossi says, that's what we just said in the final halacha, that if 1 of the 3, or 1 of the 2, 1 of the 3, 1 of the 4, 1 of the 100, happens to be a korav apostle, that only applies with din nefashis. So in other words, not in my case, because my case was a case of din mamonis. Av din mamonis tiskayim edus b'shar. If I have 100 edim, and one of them turns out to be a korev or apostle, fine. Disqualify him, send him home. But he still got 99 aid. And the same thing applies if I have a minimum of 3. As long as 2 of them are kosher, even though one happens to be a korev apostle, fine. Send him home, I still have the 2 kosher aid. It's only by din and nefash is that even if it's 1 out of 100, the whole thing is bottle. Rabbi Oimer, says Rabbi, no, Rabbi Yose, I respectfully disagree. Even by Dinim Amnes, if one of them is Karev Apostle, the whole thing falls apart. So Rabbi throws in an additional requirement over here. And Rabbi says, what happens if, for instance, there was Rachman Litzlan, a Ritzicha, in the middle in broad daylight. Reuven killed Shimon in front of 3 people. And of the three people, two of them were brothers. Uh-oh. So what happens now? That means that they only have one kosher aid, because the other two are kroivim on our psulim. So what happens then? Does that mean any single time that you have multiple people watching something, and it turns out that two of them happen to be kroivim, that passels, that means you, how could you ever, not how could you ever, but that would mean frequently you would not have kosher aidim. Zokr Rebbe, it has to be a situation where each one of these aidim voluntarily participated and intended to be an aid. So when you have these two people or three people watching on the street, and of the three, two of them were achim, if each one of them said, oh boy, I'm going to go into Bezin, I am going to go and tell what Reuven did to Shimon, then that passes. However, if only two out of the three intended to be Adam, the other one was just watching the event, he was probably taking a picture on his iPhone, and then it went viral, then he doesn't count. Now, how can I tell whether or not the person is there to be an aid, or whether the person is there just to watch what's going on? So says our Mishnah, I'll give you an example. As we know, there's a din of hasra. You have to be masra, in this case, the roitzeach, that's killing the nirzach. So, who has to give the hasra? Normally, it's the Edim that have to give the Asra. We'll see in the Amud Beis, in fact, there'll be a Machloikis. But under normal circumstances, it's the Edim that have to be Masra. Ah, so if the Edim have to be Masra, how many were Masra? If all three of them were Masra, meaning the regular Ed and the two brothers, that means all three intended to participate actively in this Edus. That being the case, since one of them is a Karav Apostle, or in fact, two of them are craven to each other, they fall away, and the whole Edus falls away. However, if of the three Edim, only two are Masra, the unrelated individual plus one of the Achim, and the other Ach says, I'm not getting involved, I'm not going to say anything, oh, so that's a simon that he was not part of the Edus, and therefore he does not destroy the Edus by his presence. So therefore again, says Rebbe, first, Rabbi argues with Rabbi Yosef Gavi Din Mamun Asid the Fashis. But more than that, Rabbi says, the Amosai, when do I say that Nim to Echemim Karav Apostle, the whole Edus is bottled, even if they're 100 Edim, Bismachi Hisru Behed, where those people that were Kroivim or Psulim participated in the Hasra. Because then they're showing, I am an aid, and I intend being an aid. However, Bismachi Hisru Behed, if of the Lamash 100 Edim, 50 Edom, whatever it is, if the Kroivim or Psulim did not participate in the Hasra'ah, they left it for the others, then the Edus would be kosher and just ignore the Kroivim or Psulim. Because otherwise, Mayasu Shaniachim, Shiro Be'echad Charit Zenefesh, are you going to go and tell me, oh, the whole Edus is possible because there were two brothers involved? No, only if both brothers were involved with the others in giving Hasra'ah. But if they were not involved, one of them says, I'm just going to sit on my hands, I'm not interested. Okay, so he does not passel the Edus. We're going to see in the Gemara a little bit further, it doesn't have to be dafka through Hasra, because for instance, since Rabbi Yossi holds Echad Dini Mamanis, Echad Dini Fashis, by Dini Mamanis, there is no Hasra. So it's all, we're going to have to guide ourselves by whether the Ed, who is Karev Apostle, intended to be an Ed, or he just intended to be an innocent bystander watching what's going on. Okay, Zotimar. We had four separate halachas in the Mishnah, each one come to tell you the din of Shnayim is like Shloisha, Shloisha is like Shnayim, and even 100. Omer Rava, when do we consider all 100, or all three, to be Kas Achas? That's Davke, if it's Betoich Vusha, either Kula Betoich Kedei Dibur. They all had to be made within Kedei Dibur. Exactly on which of the four halachas this is going? Is it going in all four or only one of them? You have a toisis over here beginning Omer Rava on the side. Rava, the toisis goes back and forth, and then about five lines before the wide lines, toisis says Lekach Nira Dlekoi Rak Adin De Edim Zomimim De Kaomer Ad Shizumu Kulam. That first halacha that we have in the Mishnah, that when do we say that Edom are Eimed Zalamim, Achu, was it the first halacha? It was halacha of Reb Shimon. Mashnayim, Eid Nerogen Shiyush, name Zalamim, Afloish Nerogen Shiyush, Losh and Zalamim. It has to be all of them. Achu Zumu Kula. Right? That's what we had in the Mishnah. Zokti Mar, Zokti Yetz Toysis. About that, Ubahoka Omer Davka Ke Idu Kulam Atakle Dibur, Zavi Eidos Echad. Then you have to have that all three or all 100 were muzam, meaning that Edom Maziman said that Imanu Hayisa. What happens if there were 108? And the first 10 Edoms gave Edis within Turkele Dibur. The other 90 subsequent, and can have a shtei kitzos. As we read Toysis Pshat in the Mishnah, but it's not going on the other halachas, Ayin and Toysis. But the point of Rava is, when do we say that Shloisha or even 100 have a din of Shnayim, one kat, when they are B'toich Kedei Diba, they were made B'toich Kedei Diba. Now, L'choyer on the surface, this is very difficult to understand. Omli Ravach Mi Divta Ravinim Mi Nechti Toich Kedei Dibur Hechi Dami. What's the definition of Toich Kedei Dibur? Kadesh Eilis Talmid L'Rav. As long as it takes for a Talmud to say, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Umoiri. How long does that take? 3 seconds. 4 seconds. Meir Tuvahava. If you're talking about 100 Edom, can 100 Edom possibly say Edis within 3 or 4 seconds? That's impossible. Omalei, Kolchad B'chad, Toikere Dibur Shal Chaver. Of course, you're right. You can't have even one Eid cannot say his entire Edis within 3 or 4 seconds. Edis is Edis. It takes time to explain what happened. What we mean to say is that when the first Eid finished, then the second one immediately jumped in within 3 or 4 seconds and he said, Your Honor, or Your Honors, meaning the Dayanim on the Bezin, I want to say something as well. And then he's made B'Torch Kedei Dibur of the first. And when he's finished, the third one is made B'Torch Kedei Dibur of the second. And so on and so forth, that all of the Eidim that are made B'Torch Dibur of the person prior to him, they're part of the Kat. If it took more than B'Torch Kedei Dibur, he's already in a second Kat for himself. Okay, now the Mishnah continues on. And then we said Umashnayim. What was Umashnayim? Nimtze Echem Im Korevoi Pasol. Then the whole thing falls away. Is Omalei Rav Papa Liabai Elamiyata Horug Yatzil. Every single time when you have the Reitzeach and you have the Nirtzach obviously is present. And if we're saying that as long as one of the Eidus is present, that destroys the Eidus, ay ay ay. Now according to Rebbe, this is not a problem. Because remember, Rebbe said each one of the Eidim has to have intended to be an Eid, not just an innocent bystander. But Rabbi Yossi didn't say that. So the Imam therefore assumes that Rabbi Yossi disagrees. And Rabbi Yossi holds just your presence alone, if you're a Korev or a apostle, can destroy the entire Eidim. So Omalei Rav Papa Liabai Elamiyata Horug Yatzel. According to Rabbi Yossi, what happens if the Horug is the one that Nebuch is being killed? He is the Shimon in our case of Reuven killing Shimon. Now, Shimon is always present, otherwise Reuven could not kill him. And Shimon obviously is a Korov. In which respect is he a Korov, says Rashi? Odom Korov Eitzel Atzmoy. So if the Horeg were able to be Meyed, and he cannot because he's the one Nebuch that was killed, but were he able to be Meyed, he would go and say, Reuven killed me. So that being the case, Chas v'Shalom, Toi Bazoi, every time when you have a Reitzeach and a Nirtzach, the Nirtzach should save the Reitzeach from being executed because he's Nimtze Echem Mehem, Korev Apostle. He is the Korev of the three Eid. We have two other kosher Eid, no problem. But he's the third Eid. And Nimtze Echem and Korev Apostle, the whole thing falls away. So every time the Horeg should Yatzu. Everything Markish Horeg Meachoyim. It's talking about that Reuven killed Shimon from the back and Shimon never saw the face of his murderer. Okay, so he would never have been able to be made. So he's not an aid. Since he's not an aid, it's not a nimtze echmiyam karev apostle. So zukimar nirva yatzel. The same thing should apply not only in the case of Ritzich, and chas v'shalom in the case of Revere. The chas v'shalom, Mushal, if you're talking about a mishkav zuchar situation, Reuven was Roiva Shimon. Shimon obviously knows what's going on, so Shimon should go and be matzil. He's a nimtz echemi karb apostle. He should be matzil the roiveya. Everything more kisharavi meachoyim. We're talking about that the maser avia was from the back, and so therefore the nirva never saw the face of his perpetrator, of his the person that was violating him. So therefore he's not an eid, so he cannot go and pass. But preitiv ahoyrig veroiva yatzilu. The hoyrig, the roitzeach, and the roiva, they should be matzil. Every time they are involved in the retzicha or in the revia, they obviously are present. They obviously know what happened. They know what they did. Oh, so that's nimtze echa mehem karev apostle, according to Rabbi Yossi, that says, you don't have to register, I'm an eid. Just as long as you're present, destroys. Obviously, the retzeach and the roiva were present. Says Yimar Ishtik. For a moment there, he was silent. In other words, at good gefreit. He also came to Rava Amalei, said, nisht as a good gefreit. Because in the Pasek Zelo, Pishnayim, Eshloish Edim, Yochum, Dover, Bim Kaim, Dover, Akosim, Dover, and Rashi says, Avaloi, Bi Oisei, Dover. When do we talk about Nimtz Echme and Karev Apostle? If you're talking about one of those that are Mekayim, Mei, Dover. Mekayim means Edim, that are trying to establish the truth through their testimony in Beth. Masha Enke, either the Reitzeach or the Nirtzach or the Roiva or the Nirva, they're not Mekayme Dover, they're not witnesses, they are Oisei Dover, they are, if you will, the participants in this Shrek Lechamaisa. Either the Hoireg or the Roiva are the terrible villains, or the Nirtzach or the Nirva, Nebuch, they are innocent victims of this terrible, terrible Maisa Rishus, they're not Mekayme Dover, they are Oisei Dover. That being the case, that's why they are not even in the equation of Nimtze Ech Mehem Karev Oy Pasul. Now, the Maisa, where does it say these words, Yochum Dover? If you have the Torah Ore Sholem on the side, it says, L'yochum Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Oven U'l'chol Chatas L'chol Cheta Shiyechta Apishnei Eidem Oy Apishloish Eidem Yochum Dover. Let's go back to the Mishnah that we started off with. Notice the Mishnah brought another pasuk. Al pishnayim edim shloisha edim yumas hameis. And remember, we said that the Vilna Goyim changes the girsa to al pishnayim edim shloisha edim yokum davar. Where did the Vilna Goyim took it from? He took it from our Gemara that lechoyre the right pasuk is the yokum davar pasuk and not the yumas hameis pasuk. Said our Mishnah, it really depends. Were they intending at the time of viewing the Eidus, the Maisa Shehoyim, were they intending to be Eidim? Or did they just want to be innocent bystanders? You know, people, it is so common today that something happens in the street, all of a sudden 25 people take out their iPhones and they start taking pictures, or they take a video, and then within 3 seconds it goes viral across the world and everybody sees what happened. That person was not intending to be an aide. He was just intending to record for his own satisfaction, his own pleasure, or whatever, what the incident that occurred. So, in the case of our Mishnah, if they participate in the Hasra'a, said the Mishnah, said Rabbi, that's enough to establish that they are part of the cut. What happened if there was no Hasra? For instance, it was Dini Mominis, Lamashal. How would you go and figure out whether he was part and parcel of the original Eidus or not? If one of them was a Karev Apostle, when would it destroy the cut of Eidus, when would it not? So, when they come in front of Bezdin, and the Bezin wants to check whether, in fact, they were originally miskaven the Eidus. We ask them point blank, Lemechse Asisu, Oyla Asude Asisu. Now, we don't mean, why did you come today? What we're asking is, what did you think about when you were present at the time that this incident took place? Whether the incident was an incident involving Halva'a, involving a Gneva, involving a Ritzicha, what was your Kavana when you were standing there? Was it Lemechse Asisu? You just wanted to see what's going on. It was a matter of interest. Or you went there with the kavana, I want to be an aid. If it turns out that the people that are now in Bezin say, yes, we intend on being aidim, if one of those people turns out to be a Karev apostle, then the whole kat falls away. But if they say, no, the only reason why we were there was just to see what was going on, but we really had no intention of being aidim. What is Shnei Yachin going to do when they saw someone, Chas V'Sholem, performing that Chas V'Sholem, killing somebody else? Every single time we're going to have to go and apostle the Edom to say, wow, there were two brothers that were there. So therefore, one of the Edom is a Nimtzeach Mikarim apostle. In fact, two Edom are Nimtzeach Mikarim apostle. So that means every time we're going to have to go and throw out the case if two people are standing there. So it's got to be Davka that they were standing there with the intent of being made, not of just standing there as innocent bystanders. So the mind, so we have a machlokes and a mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe. Remember, Rabbi Yossi did not make this distinction. Well, Rebbe did. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, any time that one of the people standing there is a Karev apostle, the whole cat falls away. Says Rebbe, no. We have to investigate. If they were intending to be witnesses, you're right. However, if they were just innocent bystanders, no. So how do we pass it? Now this halach of Shmuel, halach kereb Yosi, is difficult to understand. Why is it difficult to understand? Because we just had in our Mishnah, Mayas v'shnei achim shiro be'echad shorigas anefesh. So you're going to go and tell me, this is a rare case when you have two achim. Let me ask you a question, asks Toisvis. What happens if, chas v'sholem, a get is being given by Reuven to his wife Spritzer, and who is there in the Bezin at the time? Of course, all the close family members, because this is a very traumatic type of situation. Rachmanu Litzlan, a person giving a get to his wife, so you can well imagine there are siblings there, and there are children there, and maybe there are parents there, and all of these people are psulim. So, especially if you hold like Reb Lozer, the Reb Lozer says, Eidim Mesira Karsi, guess what? The entire get will be possible, because all the people are standing there, they're numerous kroivim. They may not be psulim, but they're numerous kroivim. That's, you see the bottom choices. Kosher. Heich matzili adein ragleinu kishnoisen get. Sheesh b'mamed kroivim. V'yolar loymar, the eidus haksherim bottle. The whole thing should be bottle. And that's like dini nafashis. Because, chas v'sholem, if we're going to be matir and eishes ish, or not be matir and eishes ish, has major repercussions if she were to marry or live with someone else. And therefore, Toises asks the Shtarka Kasha. We can ask the identical Kasha, Rabbi Yisai, anytime that we go to these chasanas nowadays, where at the chasana, you can have a 500, 1,000 people, and numerous people are sticking and standing around the chuppah, watching every detail, and at a minimum, you know who's standing under the chuppah? The father of the chasan and the father of the kala. So they're clearly kroivim. And if they're watching what's going on, oy, then we don't have kosher edus. And as you know, when it comes to the din of a chasana, you have to, you learn dover mi mamain, that you have to have two edim. Not edim als edi ri'ia, but edi kiel, to be mekayim this chasana. A chasan and kala that get married privately, without the benefit of edim, that is not a kosher chasana. You have to have two edim. And if among the edim you're going to have the two fathers, the father chus and the father kala, the choyre, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to, the whole chasana will be worthless. And that's why, as I'm sure many of you are aware, that there are many misadri kedushin that talk to the two fathers, and they talk to the two edim, and they say, are you the edim to the exclusion of anybody and everybody else in the audience? And they say, yo. The two fathers say, hey, we only appointed these two Edom, nobody else. We're not the Edom, they're the Edom. So then you don't have this issue that Toisis asks. I heard that they are Rabbanim, that in Eretz Yisrael, that when there's a chasana, they go and they don't make that statement, but quite to the contrary. They say, if you ask Reb Simcha Weber, he told me a story that he was in a chasana where the Rav said, "Oh, we are so happy for the chasan kala. We are all here like Edom testifying. We can testify to this tremendous simcha of the chasan kala getting married." Now, normally a person would think, why is the rabbi doing that? They're bound to be among all of these people that he's talking about, kroivim, such as the father, such as brothers, etc., etc. So why would he do that? So the Rav said, I'm doing it because I don't think this chasana is going to last. And he was talking specifically about a chasan kala who come from irreligious families, chiloniim, and they may decide not to bother with a get. So he says, I don't want to have a situation where they get divorced in a whole manner without the benefit of a get, and then he or she in particular, if she's going to remarry, then chas v'shalom, they're going to be mamzerim. So therefore, to undercut, if you will, the sanctity of the original chasana, what he goes and says is, all of us are Edom, and so therefore, none of us are Edom, and therefore it was not a kosher chasana in the first place. Whether that's proper or improper, that's a matter of a further discussion. We continue on to next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. There's something going on in the street. Reuven chas v'shalom is killing Shimon. Two people saw it from one chaloim, from one window, and two people see it from the other chaloim. Neither peer were masra, but rather somebody in the middle was masra. You remember we spoke about this briefly in the Amud Aleph, that typically it's the two edim that have to be masra. In fact, that's going to be Rabbi Yosi at the end of the Mishnah. But in the meantime, we have, besides Reuven and Shimon, the killer and the killee, we have two edim, one, two edim in the other chaloyim, and one masra in the middle. If the two see the other two, in other words, they're opposite each other, and they see them, then it's one kat. And if it's one kat, im nimtze echem mehem karav apostle, apostle, the edus falls away. The imlav, however, if they don't see each other, har elish the idias, these are two separate idias. And therefore, lafichach im nimtze achas mehem zimemes, what happens if one of them turns out to be edim zomim? No, that's two out of the four, one kat. If there's zomim, who, the since the other kat was not zomimim, the other kat were erlicha edim, fina edim, so therefore, who, meaning the ritziach, will be killed? The hain, and those two edim that nimtzu zomimim, they'll also be killed. Mashni aptur, and of course, the second pair, who were the kosher pair, based on which we went and killed that for that the Reitzeach, Avada their potter. Choyra, there's no chiddush in that, that their potter, ayin bimafarshim. That's the Tanakh. Rabbi Yosi, oimer lo oimer mein narogan chiyu shnei edom masrin boy. No, there's no such thing as a masra beinayam. The two edom, they have to be the ones giving the asrash. Shnema, al pi shnayim edom, yokum dovar. Ah, the pi. They have to utter the hasra'a. P. Dovrach and Nochabshal Pishnai. Menim Shleitei Sanhedrin Shemas Mpiyap Togeman. That when Edim are testifying in front of Sanhedrin, and as we'll see in the Gemara, Lav Davka Sanhedrin of 71 or even a Sanhedrin of 23, even if it's a small Bezin of 3, the Bezin has to be able to understand the language of the Edim and not have to have an interpreter in between. We'll talk about that at the end of the daf. Okay, getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Mishnah said two in one chaloyin, two in the other chaloyin. Rav Zutra bar Tuvi, Omer Rav. We're talking about a slightly different case. Rav Zutra bar Tuvi is not going on the Mishnah. He's going on a separate halacha. Minayli edus miyuchedes I psula. What means edus miyuchedes is Rashi. One aid in one chaloyin, one aid in the other chaloyin. Now, like our Mishnah, 2 plus 2 is 1 plus 1. And the 1 plus 1 do not see each other. They are not considered to be one kat. Pasul falls away. Shenema lo yumas al pi eid echad. You cannot be mamis based on one eid. What do you mean, one eid? We got two eidim, one here, one there. My echad. Ilay me echad, eid echad mamish, is only one eid. Me reishi sheminala. Al pi shnayim eidim. O shloisha eidim. It's two or three, not one. If you look at ois aleph, we stay to the, what's the pasuk? Al bishnayim edim, shloisha edim, yumas ames. Lo yumas al pi eid echad. What do I need lo yumas al pi eid echad? I already said two or three. Obviously not one. Ela my echad, echad, echad. So lo yumas al pi eid echad is that the two have to be together in one spot at the time of the original event. If, however, one was one chaloyim, one is the other chaloyim, they are not mitztaref tana mihochi takaraya. Lo yumas al pi eid echad lo havi shnayim shiroyin oisoy. They're only two altogether. Echem echalein zeh, v'echem echalein zeh. The ein royin zeh, they don't see each other. If they did see each other, they don't have to be standing mamish in the same dalet amis. As long as they both see the event, the incident at the same time, that's fine. However, if they didn't even see each other, ein mitzvah. V'loyoy, that'll even give you a better case. El afilu b'zeh achar zeh, v'chaloin echad. Even if both edim were in the same chaloin, but one testified at 9, that he saw the incident at 9 o'clock, and the other one said, I saw the incident at 9:02, one after the other, ein mitztarfin. They are not mitztarf. So Amar Rav Papa the Abaye, Rav Papa says, I don't understand what we just said in the Braisa. Hashtu ma'echon mechaloin zeh, v'echon mechaloin zeh, d'haika chazi kulu ma'isa, v'haika chazi kulu ma'isa, amis le mitztarfi. Then we say they're not mitztarf. In other words, both of them saw and are testifying that 9 o'clock on Sunday morning I saw XYZ. And the other one says, yes, 9 o'clock in the morning I saw XYZ. If they're not royin zeh ezeh, they're not mitztarfi. Is bezeh achar zeh, if both of them saw from the same chaloyim, but it wasn't the same time, the first one saw at 9, and the other one said at 9:02, daik chozi palga de maisa, vai chozi palga de maisa, each one of them could not have seen the whole thing. In other words, if Chas V'Shalom were talking about Maisa Ritzicha, if the first one saw the Ritzicha, presumably by 9:02, the Ritzicha is over. And if the second one saw the Maisa Ritzicha, presumably it didn't occur at 9 o'clock. So it's more than just Haychozi Palga the Maisa, Haychozi the Malga. Only one of them saw the actual Maisa. They couldn't be that both of them saw the whole Maisa. Is Haychozi Palga the Maisa Miboya? So what's the chiddush b'shteitzach? Two, one after the other, cannot be mitztarif. It's talking about a ma'isa be'ila. As we know, by a ma'isa bia, the halacha is even tchilas bia has the same status like sois bia. In other words, harro'ah, whatever they didn't, whatever harro'ah is defined as, is a machloikis. Whether it's talking about nishikas eiver, whether you have the achnosa satora, doesn't matter. But that already, with that, a person is already over the din of Bo Ala Erev. And when did he finish the Gemar Bia? He finished it, took him a full minute, 2 minutes, whatever the length of the Tashmish. Oh, so then you could have both of them seeing a full Maisa. The first one saw it at 9 o'clock, and he was so ashamed, and he's so upset about it. As soon as he saw the Tchilas Bia, he ran away. And then the second one comes on the scene a half a moment later, and he sees the continuation. So both of them saw a ganze meise, zogte braise. Even though each one saw the whole event, you don't need to see the whole event. They saw a whole aveira. What's the din? But they were both in the same chaloin. So I would think mitztarfin kamash v'lan, ain't mitztarfin. And now we go off for a moment on two halachis. Amar Rava, im hoye royin esamaser, emaser royin oisan mitztarfin. Going back to this case of the one in one, what happens if one did not see the other, but the maser in between saw the two? He can also be mitztarif the two together. So one was b'chalein zeh, one was b'chalein zeh, and the maser is in between, and the maser sees the one here, and he sees the one over there. It is mitztarfin. Oh, they say, by the way, the Rav is going on the Mishnah in the case of the two and two, but l'chayr, it's easier, this pshat of one plus one. We had similar types of discussions at the time of COVID, Rachman Litzlan, that what happens if you had one person on the first floor and another person on the second floor, can they be mitztarif to a minion? As long as many of the poskim said, as long as there's somebody that sees them, let's say the Baal Tefillah sees the guy on the first floor, he sees the guy on the second floor, even though the first and the second don't see each other, or one standing in the Ezra's Noshim, one standing in the regular in the shul, they don't see each other, but the Baal Tefillah is in between. He sees both of them. They are mitztarf. Okay, so that's halacha. The Masra sees the two, the mitztarf. V'yomer Rava, Masra she'omru afilu mipi atzmoi, Vafilim and Pi Hashin Dalit. That Bat Hasra, it doesn't have to be that Rav is now disagreeing with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said at the end of the Mishnah, "Rogan Chush Nei Edom Masrim," but it's got to be the Shnayim Edom. Obviously, Rava can't argue with the Tana, but Rava sides with the Reisha, where the Tana said, even if there's a third party Masra, he's not one of the Edom. Rava says Masra filo mipiatzmoi. Mipiatzmoi means the Nirtzach screams at Reitzach. Reitzach, don't kill me. If you do kill me, Chas V'Shalom, you know what's going to happen. You're going to go and get misa yourself. I'm giving you asra. That's enough. You don't have to have a third party asra. Rafil mepia shindalit, even if a shindalit gives asra. And we're going to see in a moment that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is going to hold that you don't even need asra if the person is a chaver. So no, there's a whole purpose with asra, that the person should know what he's doing is serious business and that he's going to be punished for his act. Okay, those are two halachas of Rav. We go back, Nachamu, to the case of the 1+1. Amrav Nachman, what happens if you have one aid in one window, one aid in the other window? We said that for purposes of the fascists, they are not mitztarif, but for purposes of mominus, Rav Nachman, they are mitztarif. You must be aid achad. Din the fascists, who the ain ksheira? Because it says, you must be aid achad. Din the fascists, who the ain ksheira? Din the mominus ksheira. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. A maskil Rav Zutra. Freitrach Rav Zutra elamiyata. Medina nefashis tatzil. Why don't you go and say that when you have 1+1, or let's talk about rather 2+2 of our Mishnah. Yeah, 2+2, and it turned out that one of the two pairs turned out to be Adam Zalamim. What did we say in the Mishnah? Okay, that pair harihein nerogin, and the other person, the other pair, will we will rely on that for the psak aloch. So why didn't you say we have medina nefashis tatzil? Why don't you go and say that just like Bedinim Mominis, we're saying you can go and be mitztarif the two Edom, let's be mitztarif Bedinim Nefashis, the 2+2, and save all four of them from Chas V'Shalom of being killed. In other words, those two that are Edom Zomim, let them be able to get the Hatzolah by the fact that they're together with the other two Edom. And why would we say that? Says Rashi, because we have the famous rule that we brought in the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin, when it comes to Din Nefashis, B'shafto Eida V'Tzilahu Eida. Any type of excuse that we can possibly come up with, of course it's got to be a legal excuse, we're going to go and free them. So B'Din Nefashis Tatzel, we should go and be Matzel, by putting the two together and saying, we don't have any kosher Eidim, because the 2+2, since one of the two Kitois was Eidim Zamamim, it should passel all four Eidim. Allah tonight, why does it seem the Mishnah who vehei neherogin? So Timur Akasha, good gefreit. Timur doesn't give a teretz, but it's not a tiyufta, it's a kasha. Right, Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Rabbi Yossi says it's got to be that the two Edom themselves, or Pishnaim Edom Yaakov Nova, the two Edom, they have to be the ones that give the hasra. Omni Rapopli Abai, umiyasli Rabbi Yossi Haisvara. Is that what Rabbi Yossi really holds? That you have to have the two independent Edom giving the Asra, but Tanan Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Hasoin in Nerag, Mneshu Kimud Umusra. Now this is going on a daf later on, a daf tes, which is talking about Nebuch, a person who killed what appears to be a shogeg. In other words, let's say a person was chopping wood, and the wood fell down, and it hit somebody in the head, and Nebuch killed him. So normally, of course, the halacha is that the person who killed Bishogig, he has to go to the Ari Miklat. What happens if it turns out that the person who killed Bishogig was a soine of the person that died? Here we assume that this was all camouflage, and that in truth he wanted to kill him, but he himself didn't want to be killed, so he made an incident that looked like a shogig to go into Golas. So what did Rabbi Yossi say? Hasoine nerag, we're going to kill the soine, even though by appearances, it looked like it was a shogeg. Neshu kemud umusra. Kemud umusra means we know that he hated him, and we know that he killed him intentionally, and he just tried to make this camouflage, and therefore we're going to go and kill him. But there was no actual hasra. He's kid musra. But don't you have to have a contribuisi actual hasra by two aidim? Amaleihu Rabbi Yosef Yehudi. There are two Rabbi Yossis. You have Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, Stam Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. And there's Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda Haimer. Chaver ein tzorech asra. If the person who's going to do the ma'is aveir is a chaver, he knows what the halachas are. You don't have to tell him. The whole reason for hasra is that a person should not have a defense. Ich han nicht gewusst, I didn't know, nobody told me, I never learned that, I was not ma'aretz, blah, blah, blah. That's why we go and have hasra. But if he's a chaver, he's a talmid chacham, he knows what's going on, you don't even need hasra. But only according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosef, our Mishnah, you do need hasra, and the hasra has to be given by the two edim themselves. Okay, finally, we learn at the end of the Mishnah, Al Pishnaim Edim, that the Sanhedrin has to understand the language of the Edim without the benefit of an interpreter. Zokti Yimara, Hanolu Uzi de Osla Kami de Rava. Remember, Rava is not, we're not talking about a Sanhedrin, we're not talking about a Bezin of 23. In the times of Rava, we're just talking about Dinim Mominus. And they were Luuzi. Luuzi means people that only spoke a foreign language. Uki Rava Togum Benayim. Rava said, you know, we have to have a Meturgim, we need an interpreter. But didn't we learn the Mishnah and Sanhedrin and Shemas and Piatorgim? You remember when we learned the Mishnah, I said that this halach, apparently, you see from the Gemara, doesn't only talk about 71 and a Bezin of 23, but any Bezin of 3. So how could Rava put a Meturgim if he didn't understand what the Edom were saying? Rav understood them very well. Rav knew the language very well. However, he only understood the language. He couldn't speak the language. He wasn't able to go and cross-examine them or ask them questions. That he couldn't do. He understood Spanish A to Z, but he didn't know how to respond, how to ask. For that, he brought along a meturgeman. Okay, as long as he understood the Edus originally, that is sufficient. And now the Gemara tells us another story, which is unrelated. Ilo and Tuvia krave de arva. Ilo and Tuvia were both kroivim of the orev. In other words, in a typical loan situation, you have a malva, a loiva, and the guarantor, the orev. Now the litigation is between the malva and the loiva. The malva says, loiva, you owe me money. Loiva says, I don't owe you money. The orev is not in bezdin. Ilo and Tuvia, they were kroivim of the orev, and they came to bezdin to be meyid to testify. So Rapop initially, his view was, there's no reason why I cannot have these two say Eidus, because after all, we're not talking about the Orev, we're talking about the Malv and the Loive, so they could say Eidus. What happens if, unfortunately for the Loive loses the litigation, and the Malv wins, and the Loive says, what's the Malva going to do? He's going to go after the Orev. So the testimony that these two, Ilo v'Tuvia, are going to say, this will eventually affect the Orev. So even though he's not directly in the courtroom now, but since indirectly we're going to go to the Orev afterwards, if the Malva wins the case and the Loive has no money, so ultimately it has an impact on the Orev. Therefore, Ilo v'Tuvia are disqualified because they crave him to the Orev. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Zakibent, Zakizint. Have a good day, Kol Tov.